Well, now let's talk to a Republican. Congressman Tom Marino represents parts of central and northeastern Pennsylvania. He's the chair of Donald Trump's campaign in Pennsylvania. And Congressman, your state has one of the strangest methods of assigning delegates in the country. The statewide winner only gets 17 of 71 delegates. The rest are directly elected and unbound at the conventions. If the convention is contested, how much power are those Pennsylvania delegates going to have?
They're going to have a lot of power. It's an archaic system. We need to bring it into the 21st century, and we will do that, I hope, after the election.
What are you doing to win over those delegates, those unbound delegates in Pennsylvania? Because I know you've been making calls.
We have probably one of the best ground games that I've seen. I started at least 6 weeks ago. I endorsed prior to Super Tuesday. I'm communicating with county chairwomen and men to get their views, and I'm not twisting arms. I think it's important that the constituents, the voters, have a right to select who they want as their presidential candidate, and there shouldn't be a handful of people in a back room making that decision.
What drew you to endorse Donald Trump? Because he said a lot of things throughout this campaign that have turned a lot of your colleagues in Congress off.
Well, first of all, Donald and I do not agree on everything, and that's why they brought me on. I'm pretty much a straight shooter, a little bit of a maverick, I've been told. But the issue is the establishment is afraid of Donald Trump. We're $20 trillion in debt. Businesses are leaving the country in droves, and we're not paying attention to foreign affairs, to terrorism. So I want a person who has created jobs. I want a person who has signed the front of a paycheck, and we in Pennsylvania, for the most part, because it's all through the state, I hear Donald Trump, we're tired of the establishment.
Well, one of the things that he said that you've said that you agree with is the idea to temporarily ban Muslims from entering the country. My question would be, how would you do that? How would you know if the person is Muslim or not to ban them, leaving aside people's objections to the whole idea?
The first point I want to make very clear is I never said I agree with banning all Muslims.
We're just looking at an interview that you did in the Williamsport Sun-Gazette that said that you think that Trump's proposal to temporarily ban Muslims coming into this country should take a big step further. Explain what the difference is.
Well, I can't account for what the media writes.
You're saying you're misquoted in that.
Well, I'm not saying I'm misquoted. Here's what I'm saying. I said it should be carried out that no one gets in the country without a proper vetting, period. Okay. Religion has nothing to do with it. Skin color has nothing to do with it. Ethnic background has nothing to do with it. It is, are they a danger to the United States? Listen, I'm second generation Italian American. My grandparents came here legally, and that's the way I expect everybody else to come to this country.
Do you think that Donald Trump can win a general election? Because a lot of other Republicans do not think that he can because of the things that he said about Muslims, about Latinos, and other groups.
Yeah, that's an issue that we have him working on. He's pivoting more to discussing the issues, being presidential. And I think he can win because of In Pennsylvania, no matter where I go, whether it's Democrats, Independents, they want someone who can create jobs, and they do not want anyone that's an establishment. And Hillary Clinton is clearly the quintessential example of the establishment.
If Trump arrives at the convention with not quite enough delegates to get the nomination outright, but he's pretty close, and then he doesn't get it, what would your reaction be?
Follow the rules, whatever the rules are. I think he's going to make it to the 1-2-3-7, probably more according to some experts.
Before the convention, you mean?
For the convention, yeah.
Do you think that it would be a stolen election if anyone gets it besides Trump at this point, the nomination?
No, as long as the rules are followed.
You would support the nominee who gets
the nomination? I will support the nominee for the Republican Party because anybody's going to be better than Hillary Clinton.
All right, Pennsylvania Congressman Tom Marino, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.